Welcome back, friends, fellow coach riders, listeners, lovers, everyone in between. It's Friday. It's been a long week. You're listening to the back of the bus. I am your resident coach conductor, Dan. We've moved to the back to get into the mess. I'm joined, as always, by the one, the only, Mr. Nick Charles.
Hello. How we doing? We're black by popular demand, bitches. I like that. Black by popular demand. Yes. Black by popular demand.
Oh, just going to see how many black puns you can make.
I've made two already. Guess who's black in the house?
Maybe we should change. Maybe we should become like an Amy Winehouse appreciation podcast. Ooh. And just call the whole, we'll just be black to black.
Oh, you've been times before. Oh, Amy, we love and miss you. Hi, how we doing? Back in the bus time. Lockdown.
You know what happens here, but for those of you who are new, this is where you guys write in to us to ask for advice for your very, very messy situations. Yes. Or essentially to ask us any question you like. It's very open, very easy. We're at the back of the bus, we're chilling. No one needs to drive, so we can have a drink. Oh, yes. What drink do I want today? I failed my 100 days not drinking, by the way. Oh, I failed sort of spectacularly.
Oh, wow. But, oh, I mean, you did pretty well.
I did okay. I'm feeling like today a little rum and coke. I think rum and coke's the way to go for this.
I'm literally having a glass of white Zinfandel, darling.
Ooh.
Because we bougie on here. It's the Friday.
Right. So. We've got our drinks ready. I hope you've got your drinks ready. No one's driving. Mm-hmm. Nick? Let's get into the back of the bus.
So the first question comes from my sister Laurel back home. She will like to know this. Hi, Dan and Nick. Loving the 802. I'm keeping listening. I keep myself occupied because of your beautiful voice. I keep it going. My thing is this. She was like, I'm going to use a slogan from the 802 and throw it to the back of the bus. Okay. She's like, let me tell you what's getting under my wig.
Okay, first of all, before
get it wrong.
Before we start, that is not the slogan.
You're going wrong.
What you've done there is you've taken, let me tell you something, the actual slogan and what's under my wig, the tester slogan that Nick was running with for a while until I was like, babe, we don't wear wigs.
Yeah, true.
Like, the show's already gay enough. Do we really need to keep it that gay?
Correct. So yeah, so that once again on the whole week, she would like to know this. Why are cisgendered females taking the gay statement when someone introduces their other half as their partner and using it as their own? That's a question.
My opinion on this gets me in trouble.
My opinion is might get me in trouble as well. But I will say this. This is just my view on it. Now, this is just me. It's a tricky one because I see a lot of girls, a lot of cisgendered girls and stuff using, you know, what's the tea and all the stuff. And I'm like, yeah, use it. Cool. Drag culture influence you and stuff like that. But when it comes to like relationships, though, it's a hard one to say because we have so much different people identify in different ways now. So, they might just want to say, you know, their partner because, you know, their partner might identify as a different sexual orientation or something, and they don't want it to be, you know, kind of like the standard girlfriend boyfriend. So it could be that. I can see where you're coming from, where you're like, oh well, you know, it's a bit of an LGBTQ thing for someone to say, oh, let me introduce my partner. So I could see the question why it could be a bit of a gray area, but I don't really see a massive problem. It is what it is, I guess. It's a hard one to answer because it's not really something that I'm single, so I don't have to introduce nobody. And
ain't that the truth?
That's the tea.
For me, like, mostly my opinions always seem to fall down, do what you want. I don't really care.
Yeah.
So if you, as a cis woman who, assuming in this scenario, you're dating a cis man, you want to refer to each other as partners, no skin off the tip of my dick. Do what you want to do and whatever, it's fine. There is a little moment where partner, like referring to each other as partner, has value in the LGBT community.
Yeah.
Specifically to do with not gendering the other person. So like you said, cis for a reason, because it falls into like trans and non-binary identities and how they refer to each other in relationships. And I do think we can create space for other people to say partner without that diminishing what you're saying and what you're doing and the like the experience of trans people, because I think most people who refer to their partner as a partner aren't doing it to sort of co-opt the language of the trans community. I think that's hopefully what we can say about most people. There is a specific set of cis people who try to adopt LGBT language in some sort of idea of equality without understanding why language develops in marginalized communities in that sort of way. And I am definitely not the best person to explain it, but I'm sure if somebody who is smart and studies this issues hears this, and they can put themselves forward and we can share links to their work and so that people can understand a bit more. But I think this really came to fruition for me in the like the argument about civil partnership. And how once gay marriage was legalized, there was obviously the big court case for civil partnership to become equal to everybody. You didn't have to be in a same-sex relationship to have a civil partnership, which I was like, fair enough. Like there are traditional like misogynistic issues with marriage and whatever. And like, if you don't want to be married, like you can have a civil partnership if you want. My only issue was technically there was one legal difference between marriage and civil partnership. And the only reason a civil partnership existed is because the government was too scared to give the gays marriage. So they just threw out this extra bone and like, you can have this. And what is the actual technical difference between you getting married and you getting a civil partnership in the eyes of the law beyond you just wanting to be a dick about it?
Yeah.
And I think the whole thing ended up with that couple just wanting to be dicks about it. And we're just like, I mean, yeah, have it, but no one's going to want to talk to you at a party. Because every time you're like, oh, is this your husband? He's like, oh, it's my civil partner. And you're like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, bye.
Someone started Linda off again. And you got to talk to Linda for 40 minutes about civil partnership and why it's not a marriage and all the thing. I was like, darling, first of all, as we know, I don't care. I said this in the first ever episode. If I talk to you at a party, I don't care about your job and I don't care about your partner. I care about what the fun we're going to have that night. And you're not fun tonight, Linda. You're stressing me out. So either change the subject, do a tequila shot, or get out of my face with it.
Done deal. Done deal. And that's it, the tea. So yeah, so question's been answered. So there we go. Thanks, Lou. Second question, of course. You know, the back of the bus will not be anywhere with... What the hell is that?
Sorry, someone's phone wasn't on silent.
What the hell? Danielle, this is a professional.
It's the boy that's in my room.
You see what I'm on about? You see the same thing? Dan is hibernating with a man in lockdown. Oh my God. Oh, 4 weeks of pleasure. Look at you with a man in your boudoir.
I mean, next question.
Anyway, because you know the back of the bus will be nowhere without questions like these. So of course we have a question from Chris. And Chris will like to know, Dan, Nick, question for the back of the bus. See my very manly voice. Have you ever fantasized about fucking one of your teachers? I mean, what kind of teachers? Because it's yoga teachers, class teachers, spin teachers. Dan, especially for you. Anyway.
Sorry, no, to clear this up, please. I had what I would like to call a situational crush on a spin coach. And it was in no way sexual. I didn't want to do anything sexual with my spin coach. I just really appreciated their energy in a way that made me want to keep going to spin class, which I think is a different kind of crush and one that is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, because you really want to see a man go up and down and sweat. All right, Dan, I see you.
Look, my business is my business, and I don't need your opinions on it.
I'm not judging, but I'm not gagging.
Yeah, oh, you sound a little judgy. I didn't know. I thought we were a team.
Anyway, I have had...
us against all the rest of these gays, but no.
Shut your mouth. I mean, not my teachers in primary school, because I was still figuring myself back then. High school? No. Uni? Nah. There was a spin teacher that used to teach the 6 a.m. spin class when I used to live in Manchester, who's moved to Dubai now. And yeah,
I think the question is closer to like school or uni.
I don't know,
because like you can fantasize having sex with your spin class instructor, because that's just another adult human.
Yeah. But no, I never really had. I didn't. All my teachers were women in high school, and they were really like, did you do your homework? No, I don't want to. No, Marjorie, I don't want to think about you while I play with my twinger. I'm good.
I think for me in school, in order to kind of like prove I wasn't gay, because you know, good Christian boy, mm-hmm. I kind of had to fake having a crush on the textiles teacher. Can't remember her name. Sounded like Miss Clark or something. So that was fun. That was a fun moment. Uni. So, okay. Now, I might have had sex with one of the professors at my uni. Maybe. Just like once. Or twice. Twice. But it wasn't one of my professors. It was a professor. He worked in a different department from the department I was studying in. So I think that's okay.
I'm here for the fantasy, darling. I'm here for the fantasy. That's very much Pornhub stuff you see, don't you?
Well, I hope it's not up there.
I hope it's not up there either. Could you imagine be like, wait, is that Dan from the 802 and the back of the bus?
And they're like, oh. We expected more. Like, I was young. I didn't know what I was doing with it alone.
Oh my God. No, I didn't have any. I only had female teachers and they were all very old. And I don't think I would have touched my twang after Miss Marjorie. Oh, God. Can you imagine? Yeah, throw the shit to me hand and clap. Anyway, on the last question.
To be young and like openly gay and just like crushing on like a school teacher. Like, that's got to be quite a nice, like, experience for the young gays.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're allowed, like, young boys and girls have been crushing on school teachers from time immemorial, but to be young and gay and do it and just have that very regular experience as a young gay kid.
The kids are lucky indeed. So, for the last question, we actually have a really wholesome question, and this is something that I think we've never been asked before. So
did they know which podcast they were writing into?
Yeah, I think they did. And this question comes from Brian. And Brian would like to know, what is the worst song lyric you both have ever heard? I mean, I easily know mine. Mine is from Molly King from the Saturdays. Let me tell you why. She had a song.
Are you about to let your hair down?
Oh my God. Terrible song. Terrible. Danielle, terrible song. You remember those lyrics of the song? Terrible.
Hair down. Oh my God.
Do you know she's removed this? She's actually removed this from every single streaming site. You can find it unless you're on YouTube. Do you know this?
Let me just read out some of these lyrics.
Terrible.
You try and tell me what this means. So, gonna let my hair down. I just want to dance now. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to meet you, barbershop quartet, but that means you obviously ain't getting any sex. Why has she just decided to come for barbershop quartets like that?
What?
Try. What else does she say in this absolute nightmare mess of a song?
The worst is the second bit of the song. The second verse is, I'm living life as it's heaven sent. You never thought I'd have a striker sitting on the bench. A substitution in the second half. With extra time, I'm taking the last laugh.
Is that a football reference?
I don't know if it's American football or British football, but this is a hot man.
That's definitely British football. Striker sitting on the bench, substitution in the second half, extra time, I'm taking the last laugh. But the song is called Hair Down because the chorus was about letting her hair down and just having a dance. But then she's also like being just a twat to some guy. And it's at no point described in the song what the man did.
And this was produced by Xenomania. And if you know music like me and Dan knew music, Xenomania have really helped release big songs. For example, The Promise, Girls Aloud, Pretend It's Okay, Little Mix, Sweet About Me, Gabriella, Sell Me? The Boys Does Nothing, Alicia Dixon, Call the Shots by Girls Aloud, Hole in the Head by Sugar Babes, and mega songs. How did they even make this enter under this discography and be like, oh, we really like this for you, Molly? No, it's shit. It's fucking wank. End of. I don't care who wants to come for me. It's shit.
Molly King was once listed, and I tried to find the article where you're talking about, can find it. Somebody tried to list the greatest girl band members of all time. And the only member from the Saturdays that was listed was Molly King.
Wow.
It was at that point I thought that this article must have been sponsored by Molly King's record label.
Probably Cosmopolitan or something. Some random.
There's band. No way that Molly King, the most replaceable member of the Saturdays.
Very.
And her big old teeth. She's got big teeth. She's got big gums.
I
know pop stars don't have to be sexy, but you know, it's kind of part of it. She's got the sex appeal of a person who's very obsessed with horses.
she's just not for me. She was a great member of the Saturdays. That's a fact. She, you know, she was there as a number, but she's not the most memorable. She's not the
Molly
most memorable.
King was successfully there.
Yeah.
Part of the Saturdays.
Yeah, and now
and
she's
I think
like,
that's the best thing I'm going to say.
Now she's doing well as a BBC presenter, so good for her. Good for her.
I mean, yeah, get your money, live your life, but do not come for me and my knowledge of girl band members and try to explain to me on this here Friday night that Molly King, Maleficent Kingeth, is the greatest member of the Saturdays.
No.
You have Miss Vanessa with her range.
Right.
And her ability to belt.
Thank you.
You have Miss Una. One of the most stunningly sexual girl band members ever without ever having to try.
True.
You have Rochelle, relatable, mm-hmm. a little bit kind of shit, but perfect for morning TV. You have Frankie, who always thought she was kind of better than the rest of them. Really, kind of wasn't. But at least gave you something to look forward to.
Yeah. But Molly.
You were there. Thank you for being here. We're glad you're here because we got 5 mics and there's 5 outfits. Someone's got to wear the lime, lemon yellow dress and sit on the step and sing If This Is Love.
Oh my God. Hey, right. Before we go, let's just talk about quickly. The Saturdays got some bangers though. Like, forget Molly's terrible song. The Saturdays got some bangers. Bangers. Right.
What we need to know about the Saturdays. While I'm pulling this up, can you just talk about your reaction to Little Mix singing Secret Love
song? Oh, well, you know, for us, Secret Love song is an anthem for LGBTQ+ people. It's definitely something that we relate to on a personal level. And that song for me is like, I miss Jesse being in the band, but it was for me, just seeing 3 voices blend so well together. And we all know Perry could sing. We all know Leanne could sing, but Jade, for me, Jade is a whole, I'm telling you now, I'm just standing Jade Toadwell. She's just amazing. But Perry's range, oh,
the
goddesses. Vocals.
The thing, Leanne's little trills and runs that she did and how she mixed the notes up. And then she hit that high one and they went straight into Perry. Perry looked stunning, by the way.
Stunning.
The best I've ever seen in that. Like,
stunning.
Everyone looked brown, but what they put her in, oh, she looked so good. And they was just killed it. And then, of course, the white men had to win the show and that was boring. But
oh, God. Since September. Oh boring.
Oh,
why?
On.
You had so much better bands.
Quick shout out to Little Mix there. But we're going to leave you on this, guys, because it's Friday night. And I need you to understand that the Saturdays featuring fifth most important member, Molly King, gave you in 2008, If This Is Love, and yes. Up in 2009. Ooh. Issues, just yes. Can't get enough. Work, Forever Is Over. 2010 came around, you got Ego, you got Missing, you got Higher, featuring Flo Rida. We ended in 2011 with Notorious, All Fired Up, My Heart Takes Over. 2012, 30 Days, What About Us, featuring Sean Paul.
Yeah, first number one as well.
2013, Disco Love came out. And then we ended in 2014 with What Are You Waiting For?
Yeah. But don't forget, we had Not Giving Up as well in 2014 as well. But they had so much top 10, but only one number one. Still iconic,
that's
though.
That's fine, because they have one of the best mega mixes on Spotify.
Correct. Because before we go, real quickly, let me just leave that. When you're done listening to 802, have another glass of wine. The Mega Mix Saturday is incredible. It will just fire. It just fire up your hole. Go get it. We're out of here.
Bye, guys.
See you soon.
Send in your questions to the 802podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can find me and Dan online. Me at I Am Nick Charles on Twitter. NickNK.Charles on Instagram. You can find Dan over on
Dan James LDN on Instagram and Twitter.
And until then, this has been the Back of the Bus, your faggotry aunt giving you what you want when you want it, because we like to give it to you, even in lockdown, because we're motherfucking cool. Bye. We're out.
If this is love, I won't say another word.